You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is the number to text if you want to reach the show. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, send a message. Aaron might be looking at it at some point today. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Did we do a rewind there? I don't think we did. So, okay, you missed a lot more than that, because usually that's what I say is that's some of what you missed. You missed a bunch of stuff. It was really good. So just go to podcastarena.com, listen back once it's up there, and you won't have missed a thing. We're out here at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy, and come on out, and you'll get to see Yuval and Lax work their magic. You know, Yuval is here, the man himself, and, I mean, these guys are wizards. I tell you that all the time. You can, no matter how you're listening, thanks for tuning in, whether you're listening on 97.5, whether you're listening on the app, or you're listening on the stream. Obviously, we're not on the live stream brought to you by Twin Peaks because we're not in studio today and won't be until Monday.
Okay.
So, yeah, tomorrow.
You'll have to miss us, miss our faces.
Tomorrow is Lucky's Pub.
Or you could just come out and see our faces.
Yeah, why don't you come see us tomorrow? Come see us today, but if you can't get out here today, there's no excuse to not come see us tomorrow because you want to watch the game, right?
Yeah.
So I have some news for you. I don't know if you were aware of this, but we have a release date for the Deadwood movie.
Okay.
On HBO. Have you seen any of the previews?
I haven't.
It's pretty cool looking. They look older, obviously.
But, well, yeah, they are older.
Yeah, but May 31st. I can't wait.
That's good. I think that's like the day before I go on vacation.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you can watch it before you go on vacation.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. You're not going to want to wait on that. We've been waiting too long for this. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but just to show you how clueless some coaches are, you see what the Georgia Tech coach tweeted out?
No.
Well, this weekend, 21-year-old defensive tackle Brandon Adams died just days before the team was going to start spring practices. And, you know, that's going to be tough on these kids, on everybody. Well, here's what he tweeted out. GT has always and will continue to attract great men, all caps. Today we lost a great man, all caps, and gained another great man. Even in dark days, the future is bright. So, basically,
they turned it into a recruiting thing?
Yes. I'm just going to say he deleted the tweet but didn't even apologize for it. And somebody said, Coach Q, are you talking about a recruit joining your program the day Brandon Adams died? Please explain. And then he responded by saying, I'm devastated by the loss of a great man. I never meant to disrespect Brandon, his family, or the legacy he left. R.I.P. Big B. But no, you got another great man. Well, what the hell? I mean, how clueless are you?
Extremely.
I mean, that's, you know, let's say Aaron died and we hired somebody to replace him the same day. You wouldn't tweet out, we lost a great man, but
no,
we got another great man.
I wouldn't tweet about it at all.
Oh,
come on. I mean, what? He's not going to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if I tag him at Aaron is Blitz, he would never know.
I told you when I went through
dead.
It got rid of some of the people I was following on Twitter that there were about five of them that are dead.
That doesn't surprise me with you. You've got a lot of old people in your life.
Not so much. I mean, a few. Not as many as you'd like to make it sound.
It's like guys you went to high school with. They don't exist. They're all dust.
That's not true.
They're mostly dust.
There are some guys from my class who have died. That is true. But they're too young for that. 832 asked, did I miss AJ's response to Booker T discussing tag teaming with him?
I didn't hear him offer that up.
Yeah, I didn't.
So there were a couple – someone tweeted me last night that Booker said he would break my arm off in an arm wrestling match. So that's – he probably would. I'm not going to lie. An arm wrestling match, I think he'd beat me. But I tweeted back. I said, yeah, but Booker don't want these hands. And – And then he tweeted out something. I guess he found one of my fight posters in one of the studios, and he was just saying that, you know, he was asking Brad how come he's never fought, and he's got respect for someone who's gotten in there and actually, you know, taken a risk like that. So he's saying nice things about me. I didn't know he wanted to be my tag team partner, but I will do it. If he insists, I will partner with him and take on really any other tag team. I feel comfortable in our
He is a Hall of Famer as a tag teamer.
Let's do this. Me and Booker T versus one of his students and any other radio guy in the city, and I bet we win.
Trying to think who would make a good...
You, Fred. I challenge you. No?
I'll be honest. I do a lot better than a lot of people in the city.
What kind of costume would you wear?
No, I would not wear a
You wouldn't just
Stop.
Wear the underwear? I think that's what I would wear, is just the underwear.
No, I would come out with
the singlet?
No, Lucha Libre, man. I would come out with the mask.
So just a mask and underwear?
Probably.
Like Speedo and a mask?
Yeah, but, you know, I'd have like a...
I would like that too, actually.
Like a cape. I'd have a cape.
But you can't wrestle in
I won't
cape.
Wrestle in the
You'd
cape.
You have to take it off.
But I'll come out in the cape.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. A Speedo and a mask.
And my walk-up music would be It's Raining Men.
Well, that'll okay.
Oh, not really.
I would leg drop you.
Not really. No, I would get you in a figure four leg lock, and then I'd have you almost beaten, and then you'd reverse it at the last second and win. That's how I would go.
Yeah,
it'd be a surprise because it'd be oh wow.
Or my manager would hit you with a steel chair when the referee was distracted by Booker T.
Yeah. That would work. Because I mean, we'd have to be the bad guys.
Yeah.
I get that.
Me and Booker T are obviously the good guys.
Yeah, and so we would have to cheat, and it looked like we were going to win. Then at the last minute, you guys would win.
But I'll be honest, I would probably want to be the hero. I know Booker would probably think that he should be the hero, but I would feel like, maybe it'd be better if I was the hero. But, you know.
Well, I'm okay being the bad guy. Ooh, somebody's got a good idea. Dress up like Goldust.
That'd be good for you.
I could
you.
Do that. Yeah, I'd do the gold dust.
Like, that's like a full body suit.
See, and that's what I'll do. I'll, like, throw fake dust in your face, and you won't be able to see. Oh. And that's how I'll be doing I'll pound on you with the chair and everything. And they're like, oh, you cheater. And then I'll go for my finishing move, which would be the DDT, because I was a big Jake the Snake guy.
Okay.
And then you would flip me backwards and win the fight. That's how it would happen.
Okay.
I can script it.
I mean, why don't you leave it to Booker? He's the professional.
Well, he probably knows a little more about it. But you know what? I'm a writer. I can script this stuff.
I'm going to be like Andre the Giant and only have moves that are like really simple, like a headbutt and a chest slap. That's going to be like the extent of my moveset. But that was effective.
But somebody has to hit me with a chair.
Oh,
I mean,
I will.
I'm not doing this unless I'm getting hit with a chair.
Yeah. In the face?
Back of the head.
Back of the head. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want a concussion. You don't want to get bloody, but you'd prefer a concussion.
Yeah. And
over a broken nose.
And then
you're not worried about your long-term health.
No,
your short-term appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't have a long-term. I am a short-term.
You're like Rick the Model Martel.
Okay. I don't know that reference.
You don't remember Rick Martel?
No.
Oh, he was pretty famous when I was a kid. He used to fight with Jake the Snake all the time.
See, it was probably right after I quit watching, but because Jake the Snake I watched when he was on Houston Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
So it was before... And then it became Mid-South Wrestling, and then that's kind of when I stopped watching. But, yeah, I'll get my ass kicked for charity, raise some money.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
All right. Book it, Booker.
Yeah, I'll even get in there with Booker T and let him beat on me.
Oh, that was part of the plan, for sure.
I know. I don't even need a partner. That's how good I am. I'm going to go out there and get my ass kicked on my own. God, who would be worth even – I guess Indy Kalu would be okay.
Yeah.
Indy would be good. Who else in the city would
– I mean, like Sean Pendergast knows a lot about wrestling.
Yeah.
So does Adam Clanton.
Yeah. Pretty sure I can take those guys, though.
What about this idea? What about we're in the middle of the match and you turn on your partner?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then you rip your shirt off, and underneath your shirt it says Booker and AJ's team on it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's it. You put me with Indy, right?
Yeah.
And then
you know, I act like I'm on Indy's team, and then at the last minute I turn, and we beat him down.
Or what if you think that's what's going to happen, but Indy rips off his shirt first, and it says Booker and AJ's team, and we all turn on you?
That'd be pretty lame. you know, you were doing a good story. You really were on for – you were making a good point, and then it went dumb. What the hell? What happened to you? You need to when you're on a roll, stay on a roll. Don't you know, don't get off on these tangents. That's terrible. Oh man. 713-780-3776. I can't I wouldn't be able to actually do it because I still can't. If I landed on my shoulder, even in pretend
no,
stuff.
Quit making excuses.
I can't. I mean, dude, I can barely lift the damn thing. I got to get it operated on again.
All right.
And I don't want to do that. I'm putting it off to the last minute. So,
all right.
Just like I'm putting off buying a motorcycle, which I shouldn't.
Yeah, you should just do it now. Do it now! Get to Republic Harley-Davidson today. Why, you might ask? Why would I go today? Well, that's when you're going to get the best deal. And plus, you're going to go there because you're going to get a better deal there than you are at any other dealership. And you're going to get the best customer service. That's a fact, Jack. Best customer service rating in the state. Not just in the city, in the state. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory. They're going to have one that is going to fit you just right. Friendly, reliable, experienced staff, well-trained in every department. Specials going in every department. How about $399 for a full set, fully installed, genuine Harley-Davidson tires? How about your 5K service? $296. Your 10K service? $346. The deals are out of this world, man. Mark your calendar now for Republic Harley-Davidson's Bike Night. That's coming up on Saturday, March 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. Stop by. Get some tasty grub from Fuddruckers. Live music by the Hydrophonics. Door prizes, demo rides, and more. Going to be a great time. All the bike nights last year were great. You're gonna love it out there, guys. Come see why they're the best. See why they're Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
ESPN Radio. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. A couple of interesting suggestions from the text line. Why not Juggalo Trey as my partner?
That's actually a good idea.
I like that idea. Yeah. And then says, then you could turn on Juggalo Trey and the surprise in his voice would be awesome.
I would never turn on Juggalo Trey.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't turn on Juggalo
Trey. I would turn on you.
No, that's okay. I expect that. And then somebody says, why not Redneck for the Night King voice?
That would be odd.
I like it. Just. Hi there, Khaleesi. Once you go cold, it never gets old. Come on, girl. Get in some of this. I got some moonshine for you. No, I don't think it works.
Yeah.
Probably not.
You got that old alligator with wings up there. It looks pretty good. Like to have me one of them alligators with wings.
Hell, I'd like to get some new boots off that fella. Walk around with gator wing boots.
Yeah, there's no good voice for the Night King. He doesn't need to talk.
No.
Honestly, a lot of these characters could talk less, and I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brienne doesn't need to talk. Brienne should just stand there and look like a Goliath.
What's that? Sam L. Tarly or whatever his name is?
Sam Tarly.
Yeah. He doesn't need to talk anymore. He's an idiot. Is it true he's going to be like a major player in this season?
It sounds like it. Apparently he's the guy who's going to write the history, so he's going to be a big deal.
Ugh. I think he sucks.
Jilly can never speak again.
Is that his wife?
Gilly, whichever one. Yeah, Gilly.
I don't like her either.
No, I don't like her. Well, it's not really his wife.
Or his girlfriend, his baby mama?
Or
his step baby mama?
I don't remember. Did they finally hook up?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to hear from her. I don't need to hear from Sansa ever again.
No.
More Arya is a good thing.
Yeah. You know who I don't like? Is that guy dead? The guy that was the that was her master at the Faces place?
No, he's not dead.
What's his name?
He had the weird name. I don't remember.
I don't like him.
Yeah, he doesn't need to talk anymore either. But, yeah, I don't think Red Knight quite works. Here's some news for you. Bengals will not extend Andy Dalton's deal before the season.
Yeah, good call.
Waiting to see how the quarterback performs in new coach Zach Taylor's offense.
Good call.
You know what's going to happen. He's going to have a good year in that offense, and then they're going to pay him a bunch of money, and he's still going to be Andy Dalton.
Probably so.
At what point
Andy Dalton would be a sweet backup quarterback.
He would.
Oh, how about we watch our mouths because we're in Katy, home of Andy Dalton.
Hmm.
Just kidding. Andy Dalton's awesome.
Yeah, they should extend him. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, get that man. Pay that man his money.
And while you're at it, get Bo Levi Mitchell out of the CFL and in the NFL. I actually think he's the one guy up here who could play in the NFL. But I think he's getting kind of old now. He's been doing that for a long time right there. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. So I'm just going to ask this because I don't understand how this happens, but how did that knucklehead who faked his own attack get off with a $10,000 fine?
Dude, I don't get it. I mean, that's I don't know. I mean, I guess it's crappy. Like, it's the same old thing. When you're rich and or famous, you can get away with kind of whatever you want, but I don't get it, man. I think it's a bad look. And just like, I mean, it's a bad look when these cops get away with doing the stuff that they do too.
Yeah.
I don't see why citizens should be any different. I mean, you're faking a crime. You're costing money to the city, to the taxpayers. It's garbage, man. I would have thrown that dude in.
Yeah. I
don't know what the right punishment is, but
it ain't $10,000.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think his ass needed to do jail time. That's just me.
I think so, too.
But if you're famous and rich, you get away with whatever the hell you want, apparently. See, I don't know if you've ever gotten to a Twitter war with an airline. I have. In fact, I had to delete a couple at one point because I might have gotten
out of hand. You may have crossed the line, you're saying?
I did cross the line, but I'd been sitting in the airport for 6 hours getting screwed.
And then you were like, I hope your plane crashes.
It wasn't quite that, no.
And they're like, what's his last name? Fowler? Oh, be-do. What? I deleted that text. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it wasn't that, but it was pretty bad. But Baker Mayfield has now got into it with American Airlines. Tweeted out, hey, American Air, my fiance has her bachelorette party this weekend, and y'all canceled her direct flight. Changed her ticket and seat. It's no longer nonstop. I'm not sure how y'all do business, but I'm pretty sure this isn't how it's supposed to go, and without a refund.
Sorry.
And, of course, somebody says, sorry your fiance gets treated like every other human being. Listen, I have no problem with if an airline does something like that. I have no problem with calling them out on Twitter. I mean, just because he's got more followers than most people, it, you know, and of course, and then he says, actually, I'm the one saying something, Tony. Get lost. If I could take care of her, I'm going to. Is that so hard to comprehend? I'm with him. If, you know, like if my, well, I don't know if I'd do it for my wife, but.
But if for your girlfriend, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, American Airlines said, we're sorry for the schedule change. We could take a look at all available options if you meet us in DM with the record locator. And it's like, you better slide into these DMs then. And, yeah, I'm on Team Baker on this one. I'm not a big Baker Mayfield guy, and I think one of the reasons why I'm not quite buying into the Browns is I'm not sold on him in year two yet. But when it comes to this, I'm on his side.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Because if you're going to do all that as an airline, you need to at least give him vouchers or something.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN.
I don't think he's out of line.
No, I don't either.
But that's the problem when you're famous.
Yeah.
You think, I mean.
So he said maybe Smollett was telling the truth, and that's why he's not in jail.
No.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure no. telling the truth.
Yeah.
Come on. No, you don't believe that.
Yeah.
Like, let's not make excuses
for
the guy.
What truth? Because he didn't really come out and say he didn't do it, did he?
No. Like, he was caught.
Yeah.
The people who did it, they got in trouble, too. He got rolled on.
That's why Kaiser Soze had it right. One cannot be betrayed if one has no people.
That's true.
So you never know who you're working for. That's how I'd be doing my crime. You wouldn't know you were working for me.
Well, I mean, like they say, these hoes ain't loyal.
You know, that's the one career I'd really like to have done that I didn't get a chance to do.
Hip-hop artist?
No, criminal mastermind.
Oh.
I love the idea of being a mastermind.
Actor on Empire?
No, not gay actor. No. Criminal mastermind.
Fake thug that beats up a gay actor on Empire?
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about a different career. I'm talking about being a criminal mastermind. Oh. Like Kaiser Soze. See, I'm riffing off the Kaiser Soze thing. You're still on the gay actor thing.
Mm.
I've already moved on from that.
I don't think you would have been great at that job.
Why not?
I mean, are you really Kaiser Soze level brilliant?
Oh, yeah.
Does most of your strategy regarding criminal masterminds come from movies?
Well, yeah. So I would just follow the ones that got away with it and ignore the ones that got caught. Kaiser Soze got away with it, spoiler alert. You realize
that sometimes, like, the stuff that happens in movies doesn't work in real life.
That's not true.
That's true.
No.
Yeah.
Movies are based on real life.
No.
Rounders is based on a real bunch of guys.
There
was really a Teddy KGB.
That word "based on" means, yeah, there was a guy kind of like this, and then we told the story that we thought would be entertaining.
The Avengers are real.
No, they're not. Doctor Strange can't do that spinny hand thing.
Sure he can.
There's no Hulk.
You know what else was in Doctor Strange? Hot bald chick.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And I doubt that it exists. You know why? Because I'm not really into bald chicks.
Just telling you, a hot one, change your life.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure a hot chick with no head would change my life, but I'm not looking for it.
That's not even realistic. We're talking about realistic.
Why is
stuff.
That not realistic?
No head?
Yeah.
How do you breathe and think? Where's your brain?
There's just a hole on the top of your neck that does that.
You can't live like that unless you're a robot.
They don't need – what do you want a woman with a brain for?
I didn't say I wanted one.
Why are you making this so difficult? I'm trying to make life easier. I'm trying a life hack, and you're like, let's give women brains. Jeez, Fred. I mean, AJ, why would you say that?
Oh, God.
I kid, ladies. I love all of you. Not all of you, but some of you.
Mm.
Like a couple.
Yeah.
A lot of you are pain in the ass, but some of you I appreciate.
There's
a lot of dudes pain in the
ass. Oh, yeah,
that's
about to say. There's as many dudes that are pain in the ass as women. So,
and there's a lot of dudes who are dumber than girls. I mean, it's, that happens. Every once in a while, that happens.
Why are you looking over at the promo crew when you said that?
No, I was looking at Aaron.
Oh, okay. Same general direction.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys, guess what? You want to get in on the racing action. We were talking horse racing earlier. Kentucky Derby right around the corner. You know where you want to play? BetUSRacing.com, and you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or on your mobile phone. So you want to get in on the action, now is the time. And how about this weekend? Millions of dollars on the line at the Florida Derby and the Dubai World Cup. I will have some picks on sports maps for you. BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates with betting on horses, jockeys, even trainers. Just use the exclusive promo code PONY and get 10% cash added to your next deposit. And that's what I was playing Sam Houston Day on, was BetUS Racing. And if you want some action between the races, how about this? Blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. So that'll keep Hoffman busy. You can play blackjack the whole time. Sign up today to qualify for a $150 bonus. Start betting today. Get that blood pumping. Don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY, and you'll get 10% cash added to your next deposit. BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action. Promo code PONY.
listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. And they've got two great stores. Obviously, the original on Navigation. And if you come out here to Katy, Lax will take care of you. You're going to get a great mattress. Good people. Really appreciate them having us out here. So Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. I'm sure he'll be talking about that draw last night at BBVA Compass Stadium.
Oh.
And the Hall of Fame with Booker T at 9 o'clock.
I'm sure he'll be talking about how awesome I am. That's what he's been doing lately.
Really?
Yeah. No big deal.
Hate to hear that.
Don't be a hater.
So, saw the rule changes on pass interference.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this works out. Is this going to be like a temporary thing that they're going to try out, or are they just?
I think they've made the change basically.
Well, all right. I mean, you're excited about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you wanted something like this. Yeah, is this you wanted it?
I think it's not ideal, but it's better than nothing. So, but yeah, I'm not really, I love the way that the CFL does it, and this is similar, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I think something needed to be done. It doesn't change anything
right. That's
happened, but I do think it'll keep that from happening again. Okay. So that's all I really care about. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Do you have anything you wanted to get to here since this is technically our...
Oh, are we almost done?
Yeah, we got deaths.
Did you see that Cliff Kingsbury is giving his players cell phone breaks during team meetings?
Yeah, I saw that.
What is happening to the world?
That's a great question.
Kingsbury said he'll let the players break for their phones every 20 or 30 minutes, what he called a good run, right around the time he usually starts to see players lose interest. You start to see kind of hands twitching and legs shaking, and you know they need to get the social media fix, so we'll let them hop over there and then get back in the meeting and refocus.
How about no phones in the meetings?
Yeah.
Let's just aren't you there to learn what you're supposed to be doing?
First of all, how long are your meetings lasting, Cliff? Like, that might be problem one. If your meeting's 30 minutes already, how about cut that thing back and end it at 30 minutes?
Just a thought.
Instead of having a cell phone break at 30 minutes and then coming back for 30 more, how about just have a 30-minute meeting, and if there's other stuff, we'll get to it tomorrow.
Or
send it in an email.
Or text.
Load it in an iPad, whatever you do.
Yeah, I'm... You know what, though? Obviously, when you hire a guy like this, you're looking for different ways to – different approaches, different thought processes. So that's what they're doing. We'll see if it works. I don't know that Cliff Kingsbury can coach at the NFL level to begin with.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Indeed.
He's handsome, though, even if he can't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the upside.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't coach. Well, you're handsome. You're charming. Let's give him a job.
It must be nice.
That's how it works. Remember the time you got a job for being handsome?
Nope.
Me neither. Me neither.
Yeah, you do one TV appearance, and this is what you have to live with for the rest of your life.
Luckily, you already had a job.
Yeah. That's and luckily, my job does not require me to be – well, I guess it requires me to be seen, but
– not very often.
No. Although now we have a damn – now that we have the live stream, I'm on there every day.
Yeah. Sorry.
Somebody says Fred is a white Euro looking turtleneck wearing balding old man, fits the Bond villain profile.
Well, that seems unnecessary, but accurate.
Yeah, I mean, nothing inaccurate about it.
Yeah. He's only half white, first of all.
Yeah. And it's the. But still, yeah, I could be a Bond villain. I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
They have to have a creepy voice.
I hate to break this to you. You do have a creepy
voice. No, I don't have a creepy voice. Actually, that's one of my positives. I have a pretty good voice, which is why I do radio.
But it's okay.
I can do creepy with the best of them.
Yeah, you're kind of gross.
Well,
Does that offend you? Are you worried now?
I'm not worried.
When I think about me, I touch myself.
Oh, now it's getting worse. I'm uncomfortable now.
Good, good. Nice to make you uncomfortable for a change. So, all right, tomorrow we'll be at Lucky's Pub, East Downtown. No excuse for you guys not to be there because you'll be watching Astros. The opener starts at, what, 3 o'clock?
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it does. I think we'll be on air for during the game.
All right.
So come on out.
We won't be distracted at all.
No, of course not. Well, we'll keep you up to date on it, too.
We'll do our best.
Somebody says you need a sinister laugh, too.
I don't know if you've got a sinister laugh or not.
I think if you just took Les Alexander's laugh, that would work.
Okay.
Because that,
I think if you took Kawhi Leonard's laugh, that would work.
Yeah, that's true, too. And we should have these drops, by the way.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. What's Aaron doing anyway?
He's over there, texting his side piece, I think. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maintaining the Facebook page and Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So is anybody on the Facebook page?
Well, I put up a picture of y'all at the beginning, and somebody had asked, where's Jong? And somebody else remarked that, hey, AJ's the new program director now. They said, oh, well, that explains why AJ's wearing a sport coat.
No, that's not why I'm wearing a sport coat. I'm wearing a sport coat because I'm going to go to Tastemakers.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to tomorrow when we're Lucky's and I can
wear jeans and a T-shirt.
Yep.
It's my move tomorrow.
Jeans, T-shirt, and a baseball cap and get rid of the...
Yeah.
Get rid of the old man hat.
You going to wear an Astros hat?
Yeah, I probably will wear an Astros hat in honor of opening day.
Okay.
Yeah, that or a Maple Leafs hat in honor of every day.
Wear an Astros hat.
Fine.
Roll with a team that's got a chance to win.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you should have worn an AJ's fantasy hockey team hat.
No, never. Not going to happen.
You want to be with a winner.
Yeah. I can't even say anything.
You can't dispute it.
Nope, I can't.
It's indisputable.
It's disgusting. But, you're better than me at fantasy hockey.
Like my list of 5 best pitchers during my lifetime. It was indisputable. It's just like that. Who's got the best fantasy hockey team? Me. Indisputable.
Yeah, you won on a tie. Congratulations.
Oh, what was the first part of that sentence? You won? Oh, yeah, I did. I did. You're right. Better than losing on a tie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't act like it's not. Let's get into the facts of it, Fred. It's better than losing on a tie, and you know it.
No. Listen, I've given you your props. I'm not going to keep giving them to you.
Keep giving them to me.
No, just go drink a Carbach and shut up.
Okay, I'll probably have one tonight is my guess out at the Tastemakers, which, by the way, is sold out. David Gow texted us. He was like, thank you guys for talking about Tastemakers on your show, your extremely popular show. We're now sold out. And, guys, Carbach, listen, if you want a place to watch the game tomorrow or any day, Carbach's a great place for it. That's a great – they've got TVs all over the place. I know they're going to have the game on tomorrow. During open day, and you want to have some good brews, there's a good spot to do it, man. And then how about that? The Carbach Crawfish Fest coming up Sunday, April 14th at noon at the brewery, presented by Arctic Outdoors and benefiting one of Fred's favorite charities, the Robert Garner Firefighter Foundation. Kick back while listening to your great music from G-Love and Special Sauce, Bob Schneider, and a variety of brass bands while peeling up some hot Cajun crawfish. VIP tickets are available. They include 3 pounds of crawfish, 3 beers, access to a VIP deck and pub with air conditioning and private bathrooms, plus an Arctic bag with shirt and a koozie. Tickets are available now at carbachbrewing.com. If you haven't been to the restaurant, what are you waiting for? This place is the truth. Great menu, tons of different options, and every delicious item pairs perfectly with a beer that they've got on the wall there at Carbach. Stop by. See it for yourself. I could talk about it all day, but you got to check it out. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what the latest beers they've got coming out are, what the latest menu items they've got coming out are, and then pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy.
Hey, guys, how's your credit card debt right now? Well, I'll tell you what, if you've got a bunch of credit card debt, your average interest is over 18% APR. Have you checked it lately?
Well, I'm going to tell you how to beat that significantly. If you've got good credit, you can refinance your high-interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. The rate is fixed. It'll never go up. How about this? You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. When you have good credit, you deserve a great service and a low-interest fixed-rate loan from LightStream. That's lending uncomplicated. And speaking of uncomplicated, it's so easy to get on there and apply, and you're going to find out right away. You want to save even more? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. And just FYI for you soccer fans, Jerry Bowe has five thoughts on the U.S. Men's National Soccer Team after last night's game at BBVA, and it is on SportsMap, so go and check it out. Right now, he's Jerry Bowe Knows with an S on Twitter. We got to free the Z.
What happened?
Apparently, his Twitter got shut down because he used something from some German site, and they complained, and his Twitter got shut down.
Like he tweeted something?
Well, he tweeted something of a goal being scored, and yeah, he got shut down.
Like, was it on Twitter?
It was on Twitter, yeah.
Like, was the goal on Twitter, and then
he got it. I don't know where he got it.
He ripped it from a website?
Yeah, and they bitched about it, so. Okay. Which is fine, but you can't kill a guy for that.
Is that a permanent ban, or just a
Well, right now it's pretty permanent because,
God,
you know.
I thought Twitter was like the Wild West of social media.
Yeah, well, not so much.
Like, they can show boobs on Twitter.
Not when you go to East Germany.
It's like porno clips on Twitter. Instagram and Facebook, that's like where there's rules and regulations here. Twitter is like free for all.
No, apparently not. So he's Jerry Bowe Knows with an S right.
Unless
now.
You're Alex Jones, and I think he's kicked off Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
He's the only one, though.
All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. All right, let's see if we have any good ones here. Okay, 2002, Dudley Moore, the English actor from Arthur, dead at 66. Not a good run.
No.
Chuck Barris, host of The Gong Show in 2017, dead at 87.
That's a good run.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Plus, he said he was in the CIA. Boy, bad day for Indians pitchers. Steve Olin in 93 and Tim Cruise in 93.
I think they were on the same boat.
Yeah, well, sometimes being in the same boat, not a good idea.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, they say.
Exactly. That's a... two-thirds of your pitching staff.
Yeah.
All right. These are terrible deaths.
All deaths are terrible.
No, I mean, these are just not good names. Dallas Green? Really?
What about Chuck Bednarik?
Okay, let's go to how about Walt Whitman, 1892, dead at 72.
Okay. Can you make that rhyme?
I can't.
Walt Whitman?
Yeah.
Who? He was dead at 72.
There you go. Oh, buried under leaves of grass. Yuri Gagarin in 1968, and that's he died in a plane crash. Not good. Marshall Applewhite, no relation to Major.
No, he actually is the head coach of the Houston Cougars.
No, he's not. Boy, this is even the gangsters are awful. Big Jim Colosimo in 1921.
You mean Colosimo?
Yeah. Okay.
Colosimo.
Let's hope our best deaths are actually. Best deaths.
Is Aaron bad at picking out deaths? Or is this coincidence that it's a slow time for deaths?
I'm going to hope it's coincidence, but let's see what the best deaths say.
All right.
Pocahontas, dead at 22 in 1617.
R.I.P. Pocahontas. Probably the most famous Indian chick ever.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like, who's more famous?
I don't know.
Okay, I win.
Sacagawea?
No.
No.
More famous? Is there a movie about Sacagawea? No.
Probably.
A Disney movie? No.
Well, she was in the, what was that movie with Ben Stiller, the where he had the Night at the Museum.
Oh, Night at the Museum, yeah.
Ludwig von Beethoven in 1827.
He's a good one.
James Fannin. I used to live on his street. 1836.
Respect.
Eazy E. Dead at 30, 1995.
From the AIDS.
These are pretty good. 2011, Elizabeth Taylor, dead at 79.
Isn't it ironic that Eazy E died of AIDS and Elizabeth Taylor didn't?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, that's, you talk about a real slap in the face there.
Rough week in 2016, we lost Gary Shandling, who
Larry Sanders, was a good one.
He was a good one. 66, not long enough. And we lost Rob Ford.
He didn't die of AIDS either, believe it or not.
But he died from being fat and doing a lot of drugs, and that was at the age of 46. All right, here's your porn stars. 1984, Shauna Grant died from?
I'm going to go drug overdose.
You know, I'm going to give you credit for this because she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound due to a cocaine addiction.
Kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same thing. I'll give you a point for that one. And March 24, 2004, Taylor Summers.
Murdered by a pimp.
Close. You know what? I'm going to give you this one, too. She was murdered by a pornographer during a bondage scene in 2004.
Pretty close.
Yeah, you're getting good at this game. Probably because we have the same dead porn stars year in and
every
year out.
Every year.
Yeah. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us out here. Come see us at Lucky's tomorrow or Twin Peaks in the Woodlands on Friday. And if you're going to Tastemakers tonight, come up and say hello. We'll be there.
All right, guys, if you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance Agency, they're going to deliver you big savings on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. Used to take hours to get a decent quote on home insurance. Well, TGS was like, no, man, we can make this easier. We can do better. And they did, and here's how they did it. They built a system, gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and it's going to save you a bunch of dough. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back. You get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this is serious stuff. It's legit. The online rating, nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $825 on home insurance, and you don't even need to wait till renewal. TGS is going to take care of the back end so you can free your mind and start saving money today. One more time, text MONEY to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now.